Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/wondery. That's audible.co.uk/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew.
Hello, it is a Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and across the table from me, two great guests, and holy moly, are we going to have fun today. From True Dat and Durag and the Deer Tag, it is our dear friend, Naeem Ali.
Good morning, guys. Hello, Zach.
How you doing, buddy? On time.
I feel deceived is how I'm doing.
Sometimes it's necessary.
You're received.
Yeah.
I was received?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all fucking got me.
You were lost, but you received. Shannon, we'll get into it. Next to him, of course, from World War Fund, it's our good friend, Sidney Gant.
Let's go.
How you doing, buddy?
Perfectly fine, man. No need to deceive me.
Wonderful.
Always show up on time every time.
Indeceptible, some call him. But on the deceptible side, Shannon lied to Naeem and said the show started at 11:30, and he's here on time, so perfect.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
No, he. That's the important part.
He was here on time for this show.
He was here on time for this show, but he still showed up 10 minutes late.
Okay.
That's okay.
For his lied time.
Yeah, I was. For the lied time.
That was the intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we just got to move everything, you know? We just got to just move it back a hair. And everything will be good.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy because this is exactly how my family treats me. They tell me everything is starting an hour earlier than it actually is so I can be there on time. And I feel like everybody just lies to me now. Now everybody's just lying.
Yeah.
Can I ask an honest question out of ignorance?
Mm-hmm.
What time are black holidays usually?
Like, what
if
time?
You're going to have dinner, if you're going to go over for like,
okay,
not Thanksgiving, but like say like Easter dinner.
Well, Thanksgiving in the black community is the last Friday of the month. Okay.
I thought it was the first.
The first? Shit, that'd be easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in my family, because my family's a bunch of old ass people, they do shit early. But like my older sister, when she's like having Thanksgiving and shit, bro, that we ain't eating until 8-9 o'clock, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's 8-9 o'clock at night.
My mom does the opposite that you guys did to Naeem. She tells everybody a later time so that she's not the latest.
Oh.
Yeah, so she lies the other way.
Okay.
So that she doesn't look bad.
Very deceptive.
I think it's a beautiful system.
I think it works.
Yeah.
My family does give me about an hour
before
they actually intend on me being there.
Okay.
But I'm also the only one coming from New York. Everyone else lives in the house.
Oh, okay. Right.
Or is coming from 5 minutes away.
So my family's dilemma is that I'm the only person that shows up on time for our family events. But I'm the only person that they never asked me to bring anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, because you don't know how to cook or anything?
Nah, because I talk too much shit. If people eat my shit and nobody else's shit, I make it a whole thing.
Okay, right. And turn to a competition.
They want me to tone down the rhetoric at Thanksgiving meals, and I'm not gonna. That's insane.
Yeah.
If two people show up with mac and cheese, if you ask me to bring the mac and cheese, and somebody else shows up with mac and cheese, knowing that I was asked originally to bring the mac and cheese, thought that is an affront to my sensibilities as a person.
Yeah.
That's fighting words.
Yeah.
So at the very least, if nobody eats your bullshit mac and cheese, I can at least
now I gotta rub it in your face.
I should have fought you. I should have fought you when you came up with that mac and cheese.
Should have knocked the tray out of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's mac and cheese and floor. We always had to go early. We always went when I was a kid. Went super early because my mom can't cook for shit.
Mm.
But so they turned that into she decorates the table.
Okay.
Basically, I feel like everyone has been giving my mom side quests.
Yeah.
To keep her
busy
from the food.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, Alice, you're so good at setting the table.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go like 2 hours early. And then my mom would go, and I made the crescent rolls. Literally, the thing you just pop up on the table.
Yeah, put it in the oven.
I made the Pillsbury crescent rolls.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah,
Thanksgiving at 8 is great. To me, Thanksgiving is like 2.
Yeah.
And then you do second Thanksgiving. You do dessert around 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do turkey sandwiches at like 8, 9 o'clock.
So okay. If you showed up at my grandmom's house at 2 o'clock expecting to eat, they might call the cops on you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, so then we have the Cuban side of the family. My aunt married a Cuban guy. His family would invite you over, and they hadn't started cooking yet.
Yeah.
So they would be like, come at 4.
Yeah.
And they would be like getting out of the shower and starting to like put together what they were going to cook. And they didn't have a fucking TV.
Damn, what the hell you supposed to do while they cooking?
They had a TV in the basement, but we weren't allowed down there.
Yeah.
So you just sat.
You just had to sit and wait for them to finish cooking?
You just sat for hours in
an
old people house.
Yeah.
And this is how I know it's an authentic Spanish house, because you couldn't flush toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, yep. They do that. They want you to put it in the trash or some weird shit like that.
That's some refugee shit.
Bro, it's fucking... I used to work at this warehouse, and there used to be a bunch of Mexicans that worked there. And they used to take shits, and it'd be all this shitty toilet paper in the fucking trash can, bro. You go in the bathroom, and it's just piles of shit paper.
My uncle's cousin just came and visited, and as they were leaving, he's like, hey, can I use your bathroom real quick? Mm. And they leave, and my aunt comes out, and she's like, why is there shitty toilet paper in the fucking garbage?
Yes. That's disgusting.
I think in their head that all places do that. Like, all places don't have flush.
Yeah.
Like, the power of the flush.
Right, yeah.
If you go to a place and there's no shitty toilet paper already in there.
Yes, I would make that judgment call.
Flush it then. Yeah, don't do that.
Pick the trash can up and smell it.
Also, hey, how about this? Have some shame. I don't want people seeing my shitty toilet paper. Put that shit in the toilet, bro. The fuck are you doing?
You can learn way too much about me real quick.
Yes. Yeah, bro. Listen, I would much rather you disrespect my pipe system and my fucking...
The last thing I need you to know is that the last few wipes are red.
Yeah. Sydney's been eating nothing but Oops All Berry for a week because this shit is green. Why is it lime green?
When I was a little kid, my mom called the doctor because I had shit forest green. And my doctor went, what did he eat? And my mom goes, an entire box of blueberry cereal.
There you go.
Isn't it crazy that it turns it green?
For me, actually, it's purple or blue dye.
Yeah.
And the thing that, the shit that scared me the most, when they came out with the Darth Dew Slurpee, it was like an almost black purple. And I shit neon green. It was bananas. The other thing, and I always forget when I take Pepto-Bismol, that you shit black.
Really?
I didn't know. I don't think I've ever had Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, me neither.
Shannon, am I crazy? Is that just can you Google that? Is that a me thing?
Damn.
All my shits are black. I sit on the toilet, my asshole goes, nigga.
And then 40 minutes later, you shit.
Oh, my shit just got here?
Yes. Pepto-Bismol can cause black stool.
Ew.
The active ingredient reacts with the sulfur in the digestive tract to form black bismuth sulfide, which is excreted. It's harmless and temporary. By the way, you don't think that the first time you shit black.
Right.
You go,
Right. Yeah. I remember so sometimes with like newborns, that first shit come out black.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a watery black shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought something was wrong with my son. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why does it look like shit? And they were like, his first shit just comes out like
he's just getting started.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, it's just the beginning. Yeah. It's just the first one.
He's just cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, he's still cooking.
That was the creator player shit. Right. You got to start adding features to that shit.
Unlock some accessories.
Yeah. They don't just come with peanuts in it. You got to unlock the peanuts.
Yeah, right. That's fucking crazy. Oh,
that's funny. All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Jorge, hit that plug music. Mr. Gant, what do you got for us, my friend?
Man, guys, you got to check out World War Fun. It is sweeping the world by storm, the hottest new podcast on the market. Me and Ryan Shaner, we pick one theme every week, and we basically attack that theme as retardedly as possible until we can't do it anymore, and then hop on to Patreon. $3 a month, come at that, too.
Fantastic. Mr. Ali?
Check out True That with me and Zia Anderson. It's the best true crime podcast out right now. Also, y'all already know Durag and the Deer Tag. We the craziest motherfuckers outside, man. Check out Durag and the Deer Tag. Also, follow me on Instagram, Naeem_Ali. That's where all my show dates and everything is posted.
I always forget that part. At Sydney Gant, SIDNEYGANTT. Naeem, I spell it again for you. It's SIDNEYGANTT. Zach, one more time. SIDNEYGANTT.
Mickey Mouse.
That's Sydney Gant. That's Sydney Gant.
Hey, guys, if you want to see me online, follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. You can get all my dates at punchup.live/ZachAmico. And yes, I am going on tour. On the 25th, I'm in Ocean Springs. On the 26th, Mobile, Alabama. September 27th, Hattiesburg. And then September 28th, Pensacola, Florida. And those are all co-headlining dates. Zach Amico and Zach Holmes from Jackass. Too Fat, Too Furious, Two Zachs. And we're going to be doing stand-up and stunts and a bunch of shit. So come hang out. It's going to be my dream thing. Fucking stand-up and Jackass.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's going to be super fun. That's and if those dates do good, I think we're going to try and do a full tour.
Nice.
And really fucking go out there. So I think people are going to dig it. Please, please check it out. And if you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today. The new Gas Digital. Use that promo code ZOO. You get $1.50 off your subscription. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives. That's right. Thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And most importantly, you get the Friday episode. That's right. We do 3 episodes of this a week, with the Friday one being for subscribers only. So if you want the full Morning Zoo experience, GasDigital.com, promo code ZOO. But regardless of how you consume the show, thank you so much, and I appreciate you greatly. All right, we got a bunch of fun shit to talk about. And yes, I did specifically pick black stuff. So perfect. First things first. Let's do the corpse at the club, Shannon.
Corpse at the club.
This is a beautiful thing, I think. I think this is a.
Oh, no.
So this is a rapper... I don't know how to say that. Gunu? Real name Markel Marrow, was shot and killed at 24. Days later, his family held a controversial memorial service at Bliss Nightclub, where his embalmed body was dressed in designer clothes and propped upright on stage as if he were still alive. Videos of the unusual tribute quickly spread online, sparking debate over if it was a powerful celebration of life or a disrespectful display. Shannon?
No. What the fuck? This creepy as fuck.
Okay, question number one.
No.
What do they use to make him stand?
They probably stuck some fucking poles up the back of his heels or something.
Is it in the clothes? Hopefully.
Hopefully it didn't put it through his like skin, but it could have.
Because he's posed, and I feel like...
And that's not... I don't think they would trust him to just balance. They got to have something sticking to the ground.
They just pour some lean in his mouth.
Damn.
I would hope it's in the clothes. But there's got to be some type of structural...
They got something.
His sweatshirt shoulders looked a little up.
Yeah.
Harnessed?
Hopefully he was harnessed.
Yeah, harness or a big-ass kickstand or something.
Like a doll stand where it's like a stick and then a wrap around the back of the neck?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Would make sense. Why would they make those people size? I guess for mannequins?
Yeah,
probably.
I
wonder if he requested that or if his friends just...
24, I don't think you request that.
You're not thinking about dying at 24.
Do you think a 24-year-old rapper?
You know what? Yes. I know a lot of niggas.
About dying.
I know a lot of niggas that live day to day. They like, I might die today.
Dude, almost every person that is, I would say, like, in that path, a lot of when I die conversations come out.
Yeah, they always say every birthday they like, I never thought I was gonna be 22, bro. You like, damn, nigga, you never thought you could be 22? That's crazy.
When I was 21. Yeah, 21 was wild.
No, my dad told me that when he was like dying at 86 years old, he was like, shit, I ain't thought I was gonna make it past 30. And I'm like, what, bro?
Dog.
He's like, all this shit was borrowed time. I'm like, you thought 56 years was borrowed time?
What the fuck he scored 56 bonus points.
Yeah, right. I'm like, damn.
I think the thing that's most disturbing is that he's standing.
That is disturbing. Yeah, they could have put him in a chair.
I think if he was in a throne or something like that.
Way less creepy.
Way less creepy.
But would it bother you? Because it would bother me less. If he didn't look like he would still pull more bitches than me.
Yeah, yes. Right.
That pisses me off.
Hell yeah. And he had the Amiri clothes on, you know, bro. What I mean? He had a fucking $1,000 hoodie on. Come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't like it.
He definitely getting more bitches than me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy.
Y'all don't like that.
And he's dead.
Doesn't it also look like his eyes are open?
Shannon, bring back.
Shannon was like, doesn't look like he's open minded and thoughtful?
Right.
That's what she just said.
You see? Yeah, his eyes are open. I don't know how they make that happen.
I think. Forgive me for being morbid. Those might be glass eyes. Because I think your eyes go quick.
Yeah. Those things dry up quick.
I think. See, the amount of shit they do to you.
What?
When they prepare you to bury you. Like, first of all, he's stuffed with newspaper, probably.
Yeah, they got to take the organs out.
They take that shit out, so he's full of newspaper or something. Yeah. He's full of roughage.
Full of roughage?
Yeah.
What if the niggas that killed them came to the club and was like, oh, this nigga back. Oh, get the fuck out. Start shooting this nigga up again. Yo.
They start driving a stake through his heart. Yeah. Throwing garlic at him. Bro. No, get that holy water.
Yeah, damn. That's crazy.
Aim for the brain, son.
Aim for the brain.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I would assume glass eyes, and then his mouth is sewn shut.
Yeah, they got to
do that. And his tongue's gone because they got to do that because they got to sew your mouth shut so during the funeral you don't go. Because I've had friends that work at the morgue and you make noises.
Yeah, they do make noises.
They said that they'll be
you still
working
got a voice
like,
box.
By yourself and like because air and shit is escaping.
Yeah.
So you'll just hear a corpse go like,
That's fucking crazy.
I would love to hear that because that's that person's real voice.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, it is. True. That's their truest voice.
Yeah, I want to hear everybody's death rattle.
Damn,
my name sounds like this.
I think it's the standing that's creepy.
Yeah.
I think a throne would be fine.
Throne is fine.
His freshness is creepy to me. He's too fresh.
Put him on a motorcycle. That's fine.
I've seen those. Yeah.
That's baller shit.
Or do have him like this, like avoiding the bullet. Like his last pose.
He's in the Matrix. He's doing a Matrix.
Yeah, yo. Swing back.
Yeah. You need to find a dead hoe and put her bent over.
He getting a dead ass Wally, bro. That's crazy. Yo, who does this? That should be illegal.
It's creepy. It said it was his family that put it together.
What the fuck?
It's creepy. Also, who does this? But the fact that it was executed shows ambition.
No, he was executed. Yeah.
By ambition. Ambition shot him three times.
Ambition. Ambition's got a new record coming out. He needed some good press.
Damn. Ew, yo.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. Let's keep the fun going. Hey, friends, it's football season, so staying fresh can be a bit of a challenge. Well, Mando Deodorant has you covered. Mando is a full-body deodorant that brings high-performance odor control and sweat control that actually lasts all day. Mando controls both sweat and odor for 72 hours, so you're protected no matter what the day brings. Guys, they sent me some Mando. I absolutely love it. I use it every day, and I take it on the road with me. Unlike other deodorants that are packed with chemicals, Mando only uses premium ingredients like a gentle mandelic acid to keep you fresh and dry. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like their mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Gotta give a big shout out to those wipes. Really come in handy on the road. Morning Zoo fans who are new customers get 20% off site-wide with my exclusive code ZOO, Z-O-O, at shopmando.com. So you get 20% off site-wide plus free shipping with promo code ZOO at shopmando.com. Support the show and tell them I sent you. Mando's got you covered with deodorant plus sweat control. Say goodbye to sweat stains and hello to long-lasting freshness. Let's get back into the program. Black author writes best-selling book. Wouldn't it be funny if that was just the story?
Yeah.
Black guy writes
good
book
for him.
Right. I just stopped there. Black author writes best-selling book.
I bet you
book.
We didn't read it, though.
Warning black boys to stay away from snow bunnies.
He ain't wrong.
Okay, there you go.
Snow bunny wrong. Shannon?
Share this.
Stay away from sneaky
but they're
snow
actual snow bunnies.
Yeah. Hashtag black boy joy. Do we have any info about the show?
I do, yeah. I have, if you click away from that, I have a synopsis of the book.
Excellent.
Malcolm is the liveliest and most adventurous boy in town. When a snow day, beckons him outside, Malcolm's curiosity leads him into the world of mischief with his best friend, Umar. But when his parents warn him to steer clear of the sneaky snow bunnies, Malcolm must decide whether to heed their advice or succumb to temptation.
He better not disappoint Umar.
Yeah, Umar?
Umar.
Did Dr. Umar write this book?
Nah, somebody trying to get his approval, though.
Okay, yeah, gotta be.
Also, real quick, I would say, Shannon, I wouldn't classify her as a snow bunny. Definitely a white rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a snow bunny, though. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. What would be the deciding factor on what's a snow bunny?
Like a basic bitch. You need like Uggs, you know, Stanley.
Yeah,
you know, that,
I got
that type
you.
Of,
yeah.
That's a snow bunny.
Yeah, Starbucks kind of bitch.
Yes. Yep, Starbucks yes. bitches are snow bunnies.
Yeah, okay. I thought I was getting one. I ain't getting one. I got a white rabbit at home.
Yeah.
She's definitely not a snow bunny.
No, I be seeing snow bunnies like fuck. I thought she tricked me.
Yeah, you got a woman with actual interest. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's what kind of divides it right there.
Yeah, which I was not planning for. Yeah. It's mad fucked up. Yo, having a woman with interest?
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's the worst.
Bro, she's too busy to suffer you know sometimes.
So she got interest, now I don't got free time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's I'm just thinking, can you imagine the opposite version of this book?
Oh, for a white
for
guy?
For white girls?
Yeah.
Once you
damn,
go black, don't
stay
come
away
back.
Stay away from jungle bunnies or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that would be wild.
That'd be wild.
Yeah,
I'm sure that book had to exist sometime in history.
Oh, though. Of course.
That book had to exist sometime in history.
Yeah, it's an instruction to how to get your jungle fever vaccine.
I remember in high school, they had to take a book out of our high school library called My Friend the Negro.
Yo, I heard that book. Yeah, I heard that book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they had a few books, I think, that were pretty outdated.
But that book was progressive for the time when it came out. Because it was basically saying, like, hey, you can be friends with a black guy.
Yeah. And then his school was like, no, you're not. Not on my watch, motherfucker.
Not Jaquan.
No.
Not Jaquan.
They are not friendly.
By the way, that was the black guy in my grade, Jaquan.
Jaquan?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Jaquan cousin.
Yeah, people our age, that's when those names start coming out.
Yeah.
Like, people our age, that's when all the Jaquans and the DeAndres and all that shit was coming out.
Dude, I came up with...
Jadon. Not Jaden.
Yeah, Jadon.
So I love the Key and Peele... The
football? Yes.
And I think I wrote a fake black name that might really be one of my favorite things I've ever written.
Yeah?
You ready? It's with the apostrophe, of course. D'Onofrio Vincent.
D'Onofrio Vincent?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right. There's somebody that plays for Florida International right now, I'm sure. That has to be his name.
Yeah.
You guys get the joke, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, it just popped up in my mind the other day. Imagine a black guy named D'Onofrio. It has to be in a movie one day. I have to put it in.
Yeah.
It's a black, and not acknowledge it. You're like, you mean like the actor?
The actor, right.
Nah, yeah. Man, D'Onofrio Vincent. CEO.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, they get real interesting with these names now.
Dude, the new we did the new crop of like freshman of college football names.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just black kids.
Oh, yeah.
There's white kids now.
Yeah. Well, you know what's that? Now, me and Mike Racine were just talking about this. Now, because of the internet, the cultures is just like going, like, just blending completely together.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
It should just be American culture.
Yeah, I mean that's basically what it is now.
Yeah.
So now white trash people are naming their kids the same thing that poor black people are naming their kids.
White trash has always been doing that. Snow bunnies are doing it now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like names like Johnald instead of Donald.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real name.
Yeah. There's a quarterback for Oklahoma, General Booty.
Yep.
Yeah, General Booty, white kid.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Tiger Shanks, memorable factor. Fish Millions.
Memorable factor is crazy.
Yeah, Panda is still. Yo.
Though, my favorite name, there was this dude that ran track in the area, and his family were 5%ers. And the older brother, his name was I Perfection. Their last names were Harris. It's I Perfection Harris and Supreme Judge Harris.
Oh, wow. That's fire, bro. That's so fire.
But listen, I like I Perfection because I could never pull off Supreme Judge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Supreme like, Justice.
That's in another
is crazy.
League, dog.
It's yeah.
Like, that motherfucker comes with an enemy.
Damn.
You know
a
what
name
I mean?
Like that will put you on the right path, I'm telling you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Bring those back up real quick, Shannon. I'm having fun with that. This just sounds like me. Demon Clowny. Nitro Tuggle. The Coldest Crawford.
Squirrel
I like
White.
That one.
Squirrel White.
Rocky Beers. Ohio's Parker Titsworth.
Kvasny Smoke.
Yeah. Wait, Blazing Lana Wong.
Kool-Aid McKinstry. Is that Kool-Aid?
Yo. What's your favorite color?
Red. Yo, his dad is a clown.
Yeah.
His dad has to be a fucking clown. Kool-Aid? Yeah.
It's either his dad's a clown or his mom should not be having kids.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. He has an Asian cousin named Tang.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Major Burns.
Yeah,
that's fire.
He has to use a condom for the rest of his life.
That's fire.
Lawyer Tillman.
Yeah. That's fire. I like Nitro Tuggle.
Yeah, Nitro Tuggle's solid. Can
that's
you look
solid.
At Nitro Tuggle?
Yeah.
I like Nitro Tuggle.
What up, Shitta Salah?
Nitro Tuggle looks like a badass.
Yeah, yo. I like that. That's a good
is
name.
Is he a cornerback? What does he play? He look like a cornerback.
His real name
he
is...
He does look like a cornerback. He runs a 4-4.
Yeah, 4-4.
His real name is Natiran, but he goes by Nitro.
Okay.
All right. That's a strong boy.
You know, I don't go by... back home, I don't go by Sydney. Nobody calls me Sydney.
What do they call you?
Scotty.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Middle name or...?
Nah. It was... I'm named after my uncle, Sydney Richard Gant. He's named after his mom, his dad and my mom's dad are not the same. He's named after an uncle on his side. And then my mom gave me his name, which is, she got his last name too, because he was older. So she gave me his name and gave me his nickname too.
So his nickname was Scotty.
His nickname was Scotty because he looked like an uncle on his dad's side.
Okay.
Named Scotty. So they called him Little Scotty.
Okay.
Instead of Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got the name Sydney, I also got his nickname.
Okay,
that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's better than earning a weird nickname. Like a lot of niggas in the hood, you got a weird nickname because you did something weird.
Yeah, I grew up with this dude named Poopsie.
Yeah, we had a boo butt.
Yeah.
Because he shit on himself.
Basically.
And everybody kept calling him boo butt.
Yeah.
And they still, to this day, they call him boo butt.
Ironically, Poopsie was our town's most prominent snow bunny hunter.
Okay.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like 100% successful.
Did the girls call him Poopsie?
Poopsie. Yeah.
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 I went to high school with a kid named Fat Crap.
Yeah.
It was not me. And I remember one time his mom came to school and she had to get him for something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "You guys know where John is?" And we're like, "No." And she goes, "I'm Fat Crap's mom."
Yo, damn. Yeah.
I think Fat Crap listens to the show, by the way.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Shout out Fat Crap.
Shout out Fat Crap.
Let's go, Fat Crap.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, I thought we could have some fun with this. Shannon, did I give nominees for the superhero thing, or did I just say let's talk about it?
Let's talk about it. I have a list here.
So I thought this would be fun.
Okay.
Hanging with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Best black superhero.
Static Shock, hands down. Fuck out of here with everybody else.
I understand.
Yeah.
Very important to the community.
Dude.
Yo, it's so many of them with lightning powers.
He's the most powerful.
Yeah, there's a lot
There's so many black superheroes with lightning powers. Yeah.
Static Shock is the most powerful. Bishop was the most important.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because he, saved the future.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, to me, it's Spawn. But do you guys count Spawn as black?
No, I fuck with Church too much.
Yeah,
he's
Spawn
dog.
Black.
he
a zombie, but he's still black.
Okay.
You know?
I feel like Spawn was representation pretty early.
Yes.
And I would say that
I think Storm is the strongest, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Storm is obviously the strongest. Come on, Storm. But, like, she a woman, dog. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't care that she has everything Static Shock doesn't have. He only has Static.
Yeah, that's all he got.
And I'm like, nah, he's the most powerful.
Yeah, nah,
obviously.
Static yeah, Shock, yeah. though.
She makes 75% of the electricity he makes.
Yeah, bro, she can make a hurricane right now.
Yeah, she can.
Steel, unfortunately named.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do, so I was super,
well, it was stolen, but.
So I was super, that era of comics is when I was like a kid into comics.
Like mm-hmm. when Superman died. Yep, yeah. Yep, same. Yeah.
And
same.
Then the four
Superboy, Steel,
I was
the Eradicator,
older than
Eradicator
yeah. and Cyborg.
Yeah. Yep, and Cyborg, yep. Yeah, that's when I was heavy into that
And that shit was awesome.
Yes. Yes. Sad because Superman died, but then what yeah. spawned from that was like, yes,
it was
let's
the,
fucking go.
It was tied for the one of the two best times in comic books, in my opinion. People are going to hate me for saying this, but dog, the New 52 was the shit.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fun.
That, yeah.
It was the
it was.
Shit. And, but, because it was trying to recreate that time.
Right, yeah, yeah. it was.
Yeah.
For me, it's Maximum Carnage.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Death
yeah,
of Superman.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be controversial.
What about Marvel versus DC?
That's it.
There you
Amalgam
go.
Amalgam Comics.
People hated that shit. I loved it.
Amalgam Comics.
Yes.
When the universes collided.
Yes. When they collided, I love that shit.
Dude, Dark Claw.
Yes. That was
yeah.
the shit.
Yeah. 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 yeah
fucking
yeah.
that Wolverine. That did I write? Like,
yes.
did you break into my 8-year old head?
Right. Like, what the fuck?
And went Batman. Well, who's his enemy? Oh, fucking Hyena.
Yeah.
Sabretooth Joker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did Crazy. You break into my brain?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. When that shit hit the streets, dog, I kind of got scared because I was like, there's no more new ideas from here.
Yeah.
Like, this is the yeah. this is the pinnacle of ideas. You can't go
the
up
The only
there.
Thing that broke my heart about that, and I do, I'm a Wolverine aficionado. Mm-hmm. Love him. They did Lobo Dirty on that
They
one.
Did Lobo Dirty.
Wait, why? I can't remember. I'm sorry.
It's so, they had whatever it was, like 10 fights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the bit was whichever team won the most fights, their universe got to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they would basically just be transported somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, so for Hulk versus Superman, they put him, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't
so they
hurt anybody.
Wreck anything. Yeah, yeah,
so they
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
hurt anybody. They just, like, Lobo and Wolverine just pop into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And Wolverine's sitting there smoking a cigar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they just pop behind the bar, and you hear like bang, pow, boom, bang, 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 and then just Wolverine comes up and keeps smoking.
Yep. Yeah.
So you don't see any of the fight,
None
and
of
that
the
was
fight.
A bummer.
And it's like Lobo was just no competition.
He's a
like,
warm up.
Come on.
He was warm up for Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It was light work.
I am pretty pumped that they're gonna have Lobo coming.
That's
the
gonna
Superman
be fire.
Universe.
Yeah. That's yeah. gonna be fire.
Did you see what they said? James Gunn posted the next Superman is.
No. What is it?
Man of Tomorrow. It's where him and Lex Luthor have to team up. And they think
shit.
It's going to be to kill Brainiac.
Oh, shit. That's going to be fire. Yeah.
Because the picture James Gunn tweeted is Superman with a screwdriver putting the Lex Luthor armor on him.
Okay.
So that they can on the Lex Luthor so they can team
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so they can team up. Oh, that's
First of all,
fire.
The
yeah,
idea
yeah.
that Superman needs a screwdriver is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Dude, just turn that with your fingernail,
dog. He honestly could. Just like it.
Yeah. Right, can you bring up the black superheroes one more time? And make sure we're not missing anybody good.
Yeah, who else yeah. is it?
Yeah,
who's Misty Knight? What is Misty Knight?
I don't know
Knight
Misty Knight. Shannon? There you go.
Miles Morales is pretty strong. He's got Static Shock powers also. He's got electricity and he can go invisible.
American comic book publisher, Marvel Comics. Yeah, I don't know her. Yeah, I'm not. She's just missing an arm.
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
That's not a great one.
Cyborg is sad.
Oh, John Stewart, dog.
John Stewart's pretty strong.
Yo,
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's pretty strong.
The Darkest Night. You read that series?
No, it was that one.
It was when they had all the Green Lanterns basically trying to. So it was like it was the Sinestro Wars. It was after the Sinestro Wars. The Darkest Night was like everything leading to all the Green Lanterns having to do things that they would never want to do.
Okay.
And then Death. It was like, you know how they have the colors, like the yellow ones, the green ones. What it was a black one, and it was just Death.
Damn.
And they had to like fight him off.
Jesus.
But they needed to all come together. But the yellow lanterns just weren't having it.
Right, right, right.
And instead it was like, the red ones were fucking insane.
Mm.
And then the yellow ones just weren't having it because they wanted power.
Mm.
So it was really the green ones and the blue ones had to like bring the yellow and the, so it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. That does sound fun. I got to read that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm. All right, so I think we've all put out.
I say Storm.
I mean, Storm's pretty, yeah.
She's fucking strong. If you can control the weather, that's everything.
Yeah. She's objectively, obviously, the most powerful. Yeah. But I can't in my heart.
But could she beat Bishop, you think? Because Bishop can absorb energy and then shoot it back out.
Is Bishop's
He's one from the future.
Isn't she his son?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Bishop is her son. That's right. Yeah. You're right.
Is her and Wolverine?
No.
It's her and
it's a white dude, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a white dude. It's her.
Wolverine is a white dude.
But it's somebody else. It's her and
isn't Cable Cyclops and Jean Grey's kid?
Yes.
I think so.
Cause I almost said Cable was Storm's baby daddy.
No, I think Bishop is Storm's kid, right?
Yeah. Bishop is Storm's kid, but I can't remember who the dad is.
I know. I remember.
That's definitely Storm's kid. Yeah.
It's funny that when you were like Wolverine, I was like, nah, it's a white guy.
Yeah.
Like Wolverine is a white guy the same way Ryan Shaner is a white guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he barely makes it.
Barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just made it.
I remember that episode of X-Men when they traveled back in time to the 1960s with Bishop,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, wait, people used to be mad? Cause you were black. he's like these black don't even have any powers. What's everybody so mad about?
This motherfucker showed up from the future with a Jerry curl.
Yeah, with a Jerry curl in 1960. Like, how the fuck are they mad that you're black? You don't even have any powers.
You sir have not seen an Olympics.
Yeah, watch these motherfuckers run, bro.
So I just found out something that was like retro in the past that lied to us.
What was that?
When do you think the first high five happened?
Oh, it had to be, you know what? Wild, Wild West times.
Okay. Thank Cowboys. You for saying that. Mm-hmm. When do you think the first high five happened?
High five. Medieval.
Okay. So I found this out from, I was talking to my dad, and long story short, he ended up telling me he loved me for the first time ever. I laughed at his face.
Yo, what? And
then we ended up getting into a conversation about how he's been lacking intimacy and he doesn't give hugs and stuff. So I was like, what did you do? He was like, handshakes. And I was like, Dad, you played basketball. He was a basketball star. I was like, you never gave a high five? He was like, high fives didn't come out when I was in high school. So I'm talking to him. He's like, nah, I don't fuck with high fives.
What?
They're too showy. And I'm like, dude, when did high fives come out? He was like, dude, when I was in my late 20s.
What the fuck?
So I Googled it.
Yeah.
The first high five? 1977.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Confirmed by my dad saying that they didn't exist.
Dude, what the fuck? 1977?
Dude, not only that.
That's true.
He remembers the origin. It was a baseball game. He remembered the origin.
This was a big deal when it happened.
It was a big deal. Dude, it took the world by storm.
Yeah.
So then my dad's freaking out. He's like, dog, he was like, because it's too showy. It's too showy of a celebration for my dad.
Yeah.
So he's like, then they started coming out all this other stuff. They started giving me the low five. And then they did this thing where they would miss each other and then come back.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, I'm
that's what it said. It said
it was a baseball game where he instinctively slapped his hand.
Yeah.
And then the University of Louisville basketball team the next year, they spontaneously started high-fiving each other and they called it a high five.
Look, but the low five came out in the 1940s in the African American community.
Okay.
So it started out with these ones.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hey, my man, hey, it started out with those.
Yeah. So the high five.
Damn, and then somebody said, yo, let's bring it up here.
No. It was a black guy and a white guy miscommunicating on how to celebrate.
Oh shit.
The white guy hit the home run. The black guy was like selling, like, yeah, we did it, celebrating. And when he rounded home plate, he smacked his hand.
And they probably like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck did we just do?
Both of them were like, what are we
doing? Yeah, what the fuck?
What was this? Yo, let go.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What? I thought that shit been out for centuries.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that was a World War Fun piece of history for you guys.
We uncovered that
the other day.
There you go.
It had to be very weird. Nice. Like, it almost felt like a kiss. Like,
yeah.
Yo, the first time you felt like another man's hand sweat splash in your hand, that had to be crazy.
But it's like that anytime you synchronize something with another man, you're like, wait, are we gay, bro?
What the
fuck was that?
By the way, the low five was definitely just to pass drugs to people, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Passing off a little heroin on the side.
The low five was to trade money for substances.
It had to be.
And then white people are like, why don't we do it up here in front of everybody? Friendship.
Yo, that's crazy. Damn, we got to invent a new thing then.
Yeah.
Because that means you can still invent new things.
You can still invent new things. So the thing that messed everybody up is in the 80s, they started making movies about like the past, and putting high fives in like Wild West movies.
Like Starbucks on Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's how you Mandela affect the whole entire nation.
Yes. So wait, when did the pound come out? When did people start doing this?
So my dad was around when that came out too. I didn't look it up, but he was like, and when that came out, I wasn't fucking with that either.
Damn, that should probably come in the '80s or something. That
I feel like there's a high five or at least a low five in Blazing Saddles.
Really?
I feel and that's around that time.
There's high fives.
Damn.
And they also put comedy westerns from back then, they would put like high five freeze frames, like jump.
Right.
So to further make you think that high fives have been around forever.
Yeah, forever. That's crazy, though.
Isn't that crazy? Because like my dad's generation obviously wouldn't be tricked by that because they were there when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we
got
tricked into believing
that this has been around forever.
It's an ancient form of celebration.
Hell yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah,
that is the pound. Seems like 1950s Vietnam.
Oh really?
It was a gesture of solidarity among African-American soldiers as a modified Black Power salute that used to express unity in a time of high
racial tension. So the pound was out before the high five? This is all backwards.
Yeah, crazy.
I swore the pound came out after the high five. What are we doing?
So it's the tradition of boxers touching gloves at the start of the contest is another possible origin of the gesture.
Yeah, but that's a little different, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, damn.
So that's why when you were telling the story about your one-armed gentleman friend from earlier, and one-arm wigger friend, I have to say that. When I was like, what hand did he lose?
Yeah.
I needed to know that he had the right hand so he could still dap up the homies.
Yeah.
So when you said right, I was like, all right, he good.
He's living life.
Yeah. He's still living his best life.
Yeah, he's having a good time. All right, moving on. Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither. Oh, we got a fight at a Benihana.
Oh, fight at Benihana.
Never seen this one before. That's dangerous.
Yeah, bro, those hot-ass fucking grills.
You throw somebody on the grill?
It's over.
Fucking bash their face into that?
Hell yeah. Just hold it down on the fucking grill.
Or even if you fall backwards and you go to put your hand out.
Yeah, you put your hand out. Oh,
so
that'll
ruin
you.
Let's say it.
How you going to fight at Benihana?
Oh, the cops are already there.
What the hell? Oh, shit.
Dude, this is fucking danger. Shouldn't all the chefs just be throwing eggs and shit at them?
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
They should be throwing them with the spatula.
They should just be beating the shit out of them with spatula.
Hell yeah. What the fuck? How you gonna fight at Benihana?
I know, right? I'm like, dog, we gotta have this discussion on our knees, man. We can't be tall enough to fall on tables.
Yeah, right.
So that's a security, I think, not a cop.
Okay, that makes more sense. You know what? When people are crashing out in public like that, I don't think they get their chain snatched enough.
True. Or their pockets ran in.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you do it all that.
It's like just.
Yeah, it
just
takes something from this guy.
Just low five his pockets real quick.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
That, how you doing that? And once security comes, you got to just chill the fuck out, bro. Just chill.
There's no.
Nothing else going to happen.
What is that? Do you think you're going to beat up all of security?
Yo, you're not Jackie Chan. There's nothing you can do in a situation. Just chill out. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would never give like a puffy muscle dude the time of day. Like if a puffy muscle security dude came up to me, Mm-hmm. I'm not going to escalate it so that he gets to put his hand.
Yeah, on. Fuck no. They're waiting for that, bro. Yes.
Mean, it's like.
They get up every day and put that shit on.
Yes, and they're like, yo, I'm going to beat the fuck out of somebody today.
Today's the day. Yeah. Today's the day I'm choking.
Yeah. No.
Dude, as soon as they come to me, I get real polite. And then my man, I'm like, got you, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
You thought you had one. Right. Look at me being the bigger man. Gotcha.
Yeah, you got to know when to turn on the charm.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine where it's a communal dining.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how you can even get into an argument at Benihana. You know what? Maybe they mixed up a plate. You know how they bring the stuff out? Maybe
no, somebody... isn't it all? They serve you at the table.
They do be skimping. All right,
but you know, first they bring out the separate shit first, okay. And then they start cooking in the middle of the grill.
Okay.
But dude, also the middle of the grill, when you get something from the middle of the grill, if you're at the end, you don't get no rice.
Yeah, true. You get the least amount.
Rice.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So that could have pissed them off. Yeah. Like, you gave him way more rice.
You think he was mad that he was throwing everybody else shrimp?
He's like, I wanted you to throw one in my mouth.
Yo, maybe his shrimp got intercepted.
Yeah, right.
He went to throw it to him, and then he put it in his hat.
Oh, that trick!
He Harlem Globetrotted him. He acted like he was going to throw a bucket of shrimp at him, and it was confetti.
Yeah.
Dude, damn. I hung out with two guys who work for the Globetrotters. One was a tour like bus driver because I didn't know they do. Like Christmas time, they'll do an American tour, and then after Christmas, they do all of Europe, Australia.
Really? I didn't know that.
And then I have a buddy named Zek, who's a wrestler, big, he's like 7 foot tall.
Mm.
He was on the Washington Generals.
Okay, the team that loses all the time.
And he was talking, he's like, yeah, so, you know, coach was telling us, I was like, you guys have a coach?
Yeah, for what, to lose? What do you have? What is he telling you guys?
Yeah, it's like, okay, listen, guys, I know we're a little behind.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when they take out the bucket, the first one's water, the second one's confetti.
Yeah.
And I need you to keep an eye out.
Yo.
He might have the ball on his finger like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine being in your like scouting, like, all right, he's a left hand bucket puller. we gotta make him go left with the bucket.
Imagine scouting like 9-year-old, you're at like all-star game for 9-year-old. You're like, go talk with the parents. Like, hey, I represent the Washington Generals. We got an eye on your kid.
He takes losses really well.
Yeah, that's
we noticed that your son is a 7-foot-tall white guy who really laughed it off when the black kid pulled his shorts down.
Yeah, right.
And everyone laughed at him. He took it in stride.
He'd be
perfect. Really think you make a great general.
Yeah. Damn.
Though one of the funniest times. So me and Anthony, we used to talk shit about basketball. Like I would talk shit about how all the black basketball players were mad athletic, and the white basketball players were just there to get dunked on.
Mm.
And we were watching a game. I don't think it was Keith Van Horn, but it was a real tall, gangly, unathletic looking white guy. Mm. And I was like, that guy is just there to get dunked on all the game. Dog, he had a 2-hand power dunk on a black dude that jumped.
Yeah.
And Anthony went like this. She went.
Yeah, bro. Shit's different now. Shit's real different now. Bro, the moment Brent Barry got in the NBA, that's when everything changed. When Brent Barry was in that slam dunk contest, it was like, oh, all right, now white guys are athletic. Now he's just super athletic.
Because he was like, he's like a white guy. He wasn't like Jason Williams. He wasn't white.
No, he wasn't a wigger. Brent Barry was just a white. He was a white guy that was just athletic.
This motherfucker was a certified public accountant.
Right. Just dunking on people. Yeah. Bro, remember Wally Szczerbiak?
Oh, my God.
He was like a fucking, like a tall Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
It was just great at basketball.
Yeah, like a church leader.
Yeah, like it was fucking crazy.
Isn't that's Shane said that in one of his specials that you're getting like these like European white guys in the NBA because they never got shut down in high school so much.
Yeah,
that
right.
They were like, I can't pursue this.
They
didn't have that day.
Yeah, yep. They stepped in with full belief. That's crazy. Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
All right, we're gonna keep it moving. All right, here's a fun one. Woman sells her soul for a collection of Labubu dolls.
Ah,
man. They're like a mystery box toy, right?
Yeah,
I'm being introduced to this right now.
Oh, you've never heard about the Labubu dolls?
They're like a mystery box toy.
Yeah, see?
This seems like something my girls would be into.
People wear these around their neck. They do all types of things with these Labubus.
Yeah. So, but it's like you don't know which one you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Until you open the box, and you got to buy it first.
They look evil as hell.
They do look evil.
These things look demonic. Who did she sell her soul to? Just some random person? Are we allowed to do that?
So there was a, this happened, I guess this happened in. this
happened in Who did she sell her soul to? Shannon. Yeah. Yep.
So it was a controversial social experiment where a guy on Telegram said that he offered to pay, yeah, it is Russia, 100,000 ruples, which is $1,180, to whoever wanted to sell their soul to him and sign a contract with their own blood.
$1,000?
Yeah, 1,180.
I guess if you don't believe in your soul.
Yeah. What? I sold my soul 30 times.
But how would, what the fuck? How would you establish the exchange of the soul?
Contract. Yeah. Signing the contract with your blood.
And that's the, now I have the soul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Man, that shit. He's an idiot. And she's also an idiot, but he's an idiot. What are you, you're buying nothing.
Yeah, you're buying
you
nothing.
You can't buy somebody's soul.
Yeah, but
what
if
the
you
fuck
got,
is he
if
doing?
You got money, and you can collect souls.
But yeah, also, if you're, I mean, you might as well, like, listen, the only way we can exchange the souls is that you got to suck it into my dick.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's where you really are selling your soul. If you're not gay and somebody make you do some gay shit, bro, then you really sold your soul. That's your soul is gone at that point.
You sold your whole.
You sold your whole, bro. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, you need to feel a little icky after selling your soul.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody like you just sign this paper, I'll give you $1,000, then I own your soul. I'll sign up here and be like,
Yeah, if you,
you don't own anything.
If you only feel like you just came up, you didn't sell your soul.
Yeah, you ain't sell shit. Yeah. But yeah, if you feel like embarrassed and shameful.
Yeah, but if you got money, like I'm talking like fuck you money.
Yeah.
And you just have a filing cabinet of souls.
Of souls? It would make you feel good.
With pictures of everyone?
It would make you feel good.
Yeah, I have no question for the guy buying souls. That just, that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
It's the selling of the soul that's like, that's.
And Shannon, what do they say? Yeah. That she bought the Labubus with that money?
Yeah, so she spent that money on concert tickets and like a gift pack or something of a bunch of Labubu dolls.
Mm.
And then also it says that the Russian Orthodox Church weighed in on it and said that the woman truly sold her soul and therefore chose evil and predicted that moral and personal decline, illness, suffering, and even death would come for her.
Damn.
That's not.
That's fucked up for them to say that.
It is fucked up, but hold on. I don't like that because you're not actually predicting anything. Because the type of person that's going to sell their soul to make money to buy Labubu dolls,
of course they like will go to shit.
It was going to shit.
They're not financially stable.
Yeah, you know she makes horrible decisions.
Motherfucker, you making observations, not predictions.
Yeah, true.
Have you seen with the mystery boxes the way people like try and circumvent it?
No,
they figured out. So some of the mystery boxes, the shit inside weighs different.
Okay,
So they'll bring a little scale to the store and put each box on the scale until it's the weight of the thing they want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or now, I guess there's certain ways to tell with the code, and there's apps you can get.
Okay,
so people are just digging through boxes,
what
scanning until they find the thing.
Are
they
these
want.
Things like worth money? Are they like collectibles?
I don't know. I think it's like the fucking mystery boxes where you like, there's certain rare ones.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like if there's like, wrestlers, there'll be one that's like a clear John Cena that's like one out of every 1,000.
Right. It seems like every few years there's a new thing like this.
Yeah. I think we had
Crazy Bones when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember Crazy Bones. I remember Crazy Bones. I remember
Beanie Babies.
Yeah, Beanie Pogs, Babies, Pogs.
Yeah.
What are those other things called? Furbies?
Yeah, Furbies, Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis.
So I think we have, you know how they say we
yo-yos
have
yo-yos
like
were big when
yo-yos
I was a
yo-yos were huge.
The brain.
You ever learn how to walk the dog with your shit, bro?
I was terrible.
Listen.
Yeah, bro. I had a phase. I was good at the yo-yo for like 2 years.
So what other than walk the dog, what else could you do?
I could do the around the world shit.
Yeah.
I could make it sleep. I could just hold that bitch down and just like make that bitch fucking.
Throw it out, make it come back.
Yes, I could throw it out.
That was my
favorite shit. I could throw it out and come back. I was nice with the yo-yo, bro.
You give me a yo-yo right now, I could still walk the dog.
Give me about 5 minutes. I get it back.
Give me two yo's.
Yep. Give me two yo's.
Give me two yo's. I got that.
Yeah, bro, that was my shit. I had a yo-yo phase.
Yeah, so did I.
The one with the bearings in it, the brain, that was the hot one.
That was the hot one.
Shannon, can you see if there's a commercial for the brain yo-yo? That was so hot.
Yeah, sixth grade
for me.
That was so fucking absolutely fucking bananas.
Dude, I think humans have like a trinket gene.
Oh, for sure.
You know how like we have a gene that makes us believe in God and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, so they say. Mm-hmm. I think we have there's a trinket gene.
For sure. It got to be something, man. Because
these fads hit us hard.
They do. Remember fidget spinners?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, that was, those things were crazy.
I still got them in my house. Yeah. I still, like, be cleaning shit out. I'll come across a fidget spinner and just start fidgeting.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let me just get back to fidgeting.
Yeah, we do like to just tinker with little things.
Yo, we love that shit. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Bro, Chris O'Connor makes these fucking, like, you know, like the adult Legos.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like
Connects.
Yeah, but
Connects.
But you can buy sets that are like it's like famous like mansions and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the adult Lego version. And bro, I'm talking about the tiniest little Legos, and he's just sitting there just tinkering. And I'm like, bro, that would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like something like that
that's
would just
a
make
job.
Me angry. Yeah, that's a job. Yes. Like yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't have to have
I don't
want to
do tiny
like,
construction.
Fuck no.
Yeah, he's got like a tiny little hard hat on. He's like a tiny little wheelbarrow.
I'm like, bro, why are you doing that?
Sweat off his brow.
He's like, yo, he like it just calms my mind. I'm like, bro, your mind is crazy. If that calms it, that's craziness.
Yeah.
People love to tinker.
It was hard to do tricks, and they just weren't very cool. Then came modern technology and the Omega Power Brain.
Yep, yeah. There it is.
Brain. Wow.
There it is, bruh.
So it's smart enough to spin and then come back on its own.
Dude, that light.
Uh-huh.
To make it
yep. Yeah.
You can think of with the Omega Power Brain. The Omega Power Brain.
Oh, it's hell
brain,
yeah.
So you don't need one. Omega Power Brain.
Dude, I had the green one that had the lights in it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fire.
That was my shit. Yeah.
Holy shit. That brought back so yep. fucking yeah. much.
Yeah, bro. That's fire.
You know what I was I've said this before. I was looking at the other day. You ever see a toy and you remember what it smelled like?
Yes.
Mm. Every time.
Yes.
Dude.
I remember what Hot Wheels smelled like.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks, yes. Because they were kind of like rubbery.
Didn't smell like the wrestlers.
No.
They had a different smell.
So there was the Street Shark figures. But then they also had Street Shark hand puppets.
Yes, I remember those.
And those were the same smell, but stronger.
Yes, yeah. I remember those.
Damn,
Street Sharks. That was my shit. Street Sharks, Biker Mice from Mars.
Yeah, we went over all these a few weeks ago.
Yeah, those were my shit. Damn.
But because the Street Sharks toys all came back out, and I was looking at them, and they're... I understand that with inflation, like $30 for an action figure is probably about right.
Yeah.
For what they were when we were
kids. Back then, we were like $8 or some shit, $9.
Yeah, it's probably about right.
That makes sense.
But still, I'm like, I can't spend $150 on Street Sharks right now. Because I bought a bunch of Marvel toys, and I have this theory that like the high end, like the Marvel Legends, like the nicer ones that are like $40 or $50.
Yeah.
I noticed they're fucking huge.
Right.
Like I bought this Juggernaut. That's enormous. Mm. And I realize, I think they're making them that size so that we feel like we did when we were kids and held them.
Right. That makes sense.
So the same figure that would have been 6 inches or whatever, 5 inches when we were a kid, now it's like a foot tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now when you hold it in your hand, it's the same.
As when you were a little kid.
Yeah. So they scaled up.
Yeah, it's the same scale. Yeah, that makes sense.
Except for Ryan Shaner. Oh, they're all bigger than him now.
Well, he's got his own foot-long toy to play with.
He jumps on their backs.
Yeah, we've all seen that picture.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one or two more things before we get out of here.
He's gonna hate me for that.
what the fuck's it?
It was an unnecessary stray.
Let's have a little fun towards the end. This is a little game that Shannon and I came up with. It's called Florida Roulette.
Okay. Mm.
And we are gonna look at some Florida mugshots and try and guess what they got arrested for.
Let's do it.
Shannon, Florida Roulette us. Okay, I'm judging based on the eyes already.
She's high off weed for sure.
This is a DWI.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe resisting.
Spicy little mommy.
She has like I did it in what kind of look on her face?
This trafficking.
Yeah, I'm gonna say vandalism.
Yeah,
I think she's trafficking drugs.
Trafficking?
I'm gonna say she vandalized.
Yeah, bro, she Mexican
car.
Or Puerto Rican or something. They be having all the drugs.
She's a trafficking American.
That's got. Is that the name of the episode? Right.
Right. We don't name episodes, right, Shannon? We just put
hell yeah.
No, it'll be a clip though.
Yeah, trafficking American.
That's all nice.
Right. So we've all put an answer, Shannon.
So she was charged with battery, domestic violence.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you.
She does have that
she
face.
She looks like, yeah, I that did it
a,
and what?
Yeah, it is a so.
I'll do it again.
I'll do it again. Yeah. Yep, that is I'll do it again. Women are so fucked up because they will beat the fuck out of us and then do that.
Yeah.
And then have a mugshot.
And snarl in the mugshot.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you're a monster. Yeah. What are you doing? That's,
do I do that? I have, like, so I'm like, I used to have a chronic habit of pissing off those types of chicks mm-hmm. and making them do
and making things. Them attack.
So I just incite them. Now,
well, when I first started comedy, it wasn't just, when you do that to everybody.
Yeah. Well, fair, but this.
He was trying to piss, he was trying to make men fight him so he could choke him out. He's trying to make women. He's trying to piss women off so he can swing on them.
No, dude. I was like, I just had a beef issue. I was a chronic beefer. I was a chronic beefer. But this was my dating life. That chick was my dating life.
Right.
You're right about the chronic beef, the pathological beef, and afterwards for sure that existed. But so I have my scale. My scale for hotness is based off of a certified baddie. Is a chick that when she looks like when she's looking at you like that, she's still hot.
Yes.
That's a certified
true,
baddie.
True.
And then you have like pretty chick.
Yeah.
Pretty chicks don't look like that when they marry.
No, they don't.
Right?
They still look a little cute.
They ugly cry.
Yeah, exactly. Dude.
This girl.
Baddie's sexy cry, dude. It's like everything.
True.
Yeah, so certified baddie.
All right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Shannon, next contestant.
Duh.
He looks like I fucked Jay Moore.
Child porn.
Thanks, buddy.
I would say he crashed his car into something.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
His tank top had some white residue
that's
in the
what
show.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
I was thinking like dust, like stuff falling on him after the crash.
Well,
like
maybe he stole some milk.
Yeah.
I was thinking that might be fire extinguisher exhaust.
Could be fire extinguisher exhaust.
Or dude, maybe he was just coming everywhere.
Yeah,
true. Just, you know what? Now I'm back on child porn.
Yeah.
I don't think it's child porn. I think...
So I hit my lady in the neck the other day.
Okay, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, we were missionary, and she stopped taking birth control, so we're trying to sort out how we're finishing. So I put like a cum rag on her stomach,
mm-hmm.
and I was gonna pull out and just like kind of like angle my body down.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled out and didn't even get the like angle.
Yeah,
it shot up
too high,
hit her neck, mm-hmm. and we were both like. Impressed.
Yeah, bro, that's distance.
Dude, I'm 45 years
right,
old.
Bro, that's distance.
That was like 2.5 feet.
Yeah, that's some distance.
So, yeah.
God bless.
Humble brag, I guess.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, let's look at this guy. I want to put it up.
He looks like he's embarrassed.
Yeah, he does. He looks ashamed.
Like, he looks ashamed. Like, you got me. Yeah.
I'm going to go grand theft.
Okay.
That is a Walmart or a Best Buy.
You're right. He does like he got caught stealing.
I think he drove into something.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick with child porn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was battery by strangulation, also domestic violence.
He do domestic violence.
Oh, that was his chick earlier.
Yeah, right.
They fought.
Battery
is his
by
name
Jerron?
Yeah. McFarlane.
Jerron?
Jerron
McFarlane.
That's crazy.
Nah,
Jerron?
How the fuck is his name Jerron?
Jerron.
Yo, what the fuck is
that's
going on?
Jerron. That's Yo, a white Jerron.
Okay.
Way to live up to your name.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Jerron McFarlane. Okay, look. Okay, so you ever play like Madden or like NCAA?
Mm-hmm.
Once you play like a few seasons past this year, like on your legacy mode or some shit, the white players start having names like that. It's like a black name mixed with a white name. That's how you know we in the future, bro.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, his name is Jerron McFarlane, a white guy with glasses.
Yeah.
Bro, this is nuts. I like this. Yo, America really America now. Now it's America. We got a white Jerron.
We there. We made it.
We there. Yo, we did
we
it.
We made it.
Jerron McFarlane got a charge. She said, I cannot breathe.
And on that charge, he had a choke.
Damn, he choked his lady. His face did look like he did something all right. Super embarrassing.
Yeah, all right. Trying to keep it moving, baby.
Now
we're talking. Guy. Now we're into the point.
I mean, I don't want to misgender this
person.
Let's see here. You know what? All right, now this one is trying to meet a minor for sex. They're always trying to meet minors for sex.
Yeah, his upper lip almost makes the Batman symbol.
It does.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna say he convinced an old man to tie thousands of balloons to his house. so that they can escape.
Like up?
Yeah, yeah, yes, that is the joke.
He got upped.
I think he upped.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say I'm going to go to a work thing. I think he's probably like an RN at a job with old people.
Yeah, because look at the uniform.
He beat up old people.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, that is a lesbian. And domestic violence.
That is a
Dan. That is a. That might not be a. That might not be a man.
I don't know.
But mine works either way because that type of dude and that type of lesbian
would still beat up old
people. Yeah.
And I'm going with man in Walmart trying to meet a fucking minor.
All right, Shannon.
Okay, so pretty close, Naeem. So this is a dude, or at least identifies as a dude, 28 years old, and 14 charges of unlawful possession of materials depicting child.
See?
That was my first guess, and I went off.
Because look, all right, and what I'm about to say, some people might, don't get mad, because it just is what it is sometimes with this type of shit, bruh. But whenever you see those videos of the people catching the pedophile hunters, it's always a gay man. Any race gay. It's always a gay black man, gay white man, gay Indian. It's just always a gay man trying to meet some little boy for dick sucks, bro. It's crazy.
I think it might be.
You think it's crazy that straight men aren't doing that?
You think, when it's you so think tempting?
Again, Naeem, that wasn't an observation.
I'm saying, it's never a straight guy trying to meet like a 14-year-old girl. It's always a gay man trying to meet a 14-year-old little boy.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I think, and I'm not saying, of course, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to equate pedophilia with homosexuality.
Right.
But I would say there's a small percentage of people that maybe were molested.
Yes.
And then their view of what sex should be is so fucked up.
Yeah, it's so fucked up.
Yeah, man, I equate everything. What do you want me to say? I'll say it.
But one thing I have plenty of friends that have transitioned, and they're still my friends.
Mm. Absolutely.
But every once in a while, one will be like, this is my third, this is my third year being a woman, so I'm a 3-year-old girl, and I'll be like,
don't do that. You don't got to say that.
Infantilization is my number one yuck.
Yeah, you don't got to say that. That's crazy.
A person acting like a baby grosses me out more than anything.
That's fucking disgusting.
The world.
If that's something you hate, do not go to an acting school in a black neighborhood.
I wouldn't.
All the women, when they're doing their improv shit, they all act like little babies.
That's crazy.
It is disgusting.
You ever met a lady that talks in like baby voice sometimes?
I used to date a chick like that.
Bro, that's fucking disgusting. Yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And then especially if they try to pull it out while you fucking, they try to pull a baby voice. I was like, yo, don't do this.
Nah, I heard her real voice when we were fucking because I hit her.
My friend dated a girl that the technical term, she called herself a little.
No.
And her friends would have like tea parties with stuffed animals.
Why?
Because she was molested.
Fuck.
And dude, she was a porn chick, and they had flats, like fake walls to put up, and one side was a dungeon, and the other side was a little girl's bedroom with like light brights and shit.
What?
And she would film porn in both.
No, yo.
And she would like get out of the car and be like, "Daddy bought juice boxes."
Oh no.
And I hated it.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't like that type of shit.
Great nickname for a pussy though. Juice box.
Yeah.
Juice box. That is a great name. Juice box.
I morally object to everything else you say.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them juice boxes.
Juice box.
My lady's a little old. She got Capri Sun now.
Yeah. You want that juicy juice from back in the day.
I need that little hug.
What the hell? Damn, bro.
Now you're saying that the girls got quarter waters.
Yeah. Come on, Dean. What kind of vagina your girl got? She got a juice box? She got a Capri Sun? What she got? Sunny
D? I deal with organic, sophisticated bitches. They got that coconut water, bro.
They got
kombucha pussy, bro. That shit got probiotics in it, nigga. That shit make your stomach feel weird.
I ain't eat pussy and burp for 30 minutes.
No, one time I was messing with this one girl. She was super hot, but every time we fucked, I would get like nauseous. And like, one time I got diarrhea after we fucked, and I was like, this bitch gave me AIDS. You see what I'm saying? And I went, got tested, I was good. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then I remember I was talking to my sister about it, my older sister, and she was like, yo, sometimes people chemistry just don't mix. Mm. Like, sometimes you're just not supposed to fuck certain people.
She got lactose pussy.
Something, bro. That shit, every time it would just fuck my stomach up. Like, as soon as we got done, I'd be like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, are you lactose intolerant?
I am lactose intolerant.
That's probably what it was.
Yep. You had some milk in there.
Yeah, she got that milk. Mm-hmm. She got that milk and honey.
Damn.
Dude, that's fucking, I can't. That little thing, it just,
I hate that
friends
shit.
That did it, and like,
yeah.
And then like,
you're talking about the infantilizing?
Yeah, and I said, I think at one point I was like, hey man, that's fine, but like, that shit creeps me out. Can you guys like fucking take it back? And he's like, oh no, that's fetish shaming.
What? Well, I guess it is.
And yeah, you know, you can't make her feel bad about it. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, so I have this theory that when girls use the baby voice, it's them cluing you in to what age they were when they got molested.
Oh no. Fuck.
Because think, like, it's they froze at that point.
Right.
And now this is either my sex voice or my how I get things voice.
Because
girls will, like, at a bar sometimes even be like, oh, did you want to buy me a drink?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I don't like
and
that.
And I hate that's that.
The women also, women also like an idea of fairness that makes them try to go back and relive things that they feel like they didn't get the first time around. So they, I mean, as much as like, yeah, she was froze there, but she probably feels like that time of her life was taken from her.
Yeah.
And she needs it now.
Like Michael
Jackson. Yeah, she needs closure.
Yeah.
Like, bitches be needing closure.
Bitches do need closure.
Yeah. So I hate that.
I feel like everybody needs closure, but when you turn it into that, cause like you ever I got friends like to this day, and they like get in fights with grown ass men all the time. They like, yeah, man, because I always fucking hated my dad because my dad wasn't. It's like, nigga, we gonna be 40 in 2 years, nigga. Like, grow up, get over it. Like, you can't still be mad at every man because of your dad. Like, grow the fuck up.
You can't be getting knocked out in the street.
Yeah, you can't beat the fuck up.
Because your dad. Because
you angry at your dad? It's like, bro.
Yo, everybody your dad now, dog. Yeah, you're getting fucked up by everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody be needing closure with shit, bro. Like, yo, get the fuck over it.
Yeah, nah.
That's why everybody, just do Zoom therapy.
Zoom therapy?
Once every two weeks, once a week. It's you can talk about nothing.
Yep, talk that shit out.
But just fucking yap it out.
I had a Zoom therapist tell me that there's nothing she could do for me.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I had to happen to me in college when I was seeing a therapist. And like when I tell them about the stuff that I kind of went through, like living in the house that I did, they're like, well, according to what you're telling me, you seem to have very good coping skills already.
Right. Damn.
And I'm just like, well, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, right. If I had good coping skills.
You know, but.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I had a therapist tell me that I was going to trauma therapy after my older brother got killed. And she was just like, yo, I think you kind of grasped it.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. She was like, you kind of. Thing that they can say.
They were there like 6 years, but she was like, I think you kind of. She was like, you seem like you're fine. And I was like, well, all right, this bitch ain't going to take no more money from me. Perfect.
Yeah. My college therapist told me. After one of our sessions, he came back when he was telling me that he didn't think he could do anything for me is because the way he handled what I told him about what happens in my life compared to the way he saw me handling it.
Right. So his reaction was worse.
Dude, he said he went home and cried.
Damn, bro.
And couldn't believe the way that I was handling it. So it was like, there's nothing I can do for you.
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I had a scrapbook of my therapist's face when I tell her like stories from my childhood.
Yeah.
And she just, yeah. Poor Dr. Wendy.
Yeah.
Dr. Wendy fucking gets the fucking brunt of it.
Right.
Dude, and I needed to go to, because I got kicked out of school and I came back, and part of my conditions is coming back because I had to go to therapy for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. I had to do that too.
Two sessions in, he cut me off. And it's like, dog, I need this to be here.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be here unless I'm making you cry.
Right, yeah, like, yeah.
So here's the for me, I got kicked out of school in high school. And they, for being not a danger, well, whatever. Somebody fucking took my goddamn live journal and it was private, but they printed it out. My vice principal's daughter.
Mm.
She hated me. And printed it out and gave it to the principal and the child study team. Mm. So I just get called out of class one day.
Yeah.
And I walk into the psychology room or whatever, the student counselor, and it's the entire child study team. The vice principal and my mom crying.
What?
With a printed out last 2 years of my live journal.
Yo, no, yo.
And they read it out loud in front of me.
What the fuck, yo?
And my mom.
All right, now I figure out. Now this is like villain arc. I figure out how we got here.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
I get it.
And my mom.
They M&M Jew.
Yeah, right.
They M&M Jew.
This is crazy.
You got 8 Mile.
And this was right around the time. I was reading, like, Jim Norton had blogs on his website where he'd be like, and he would just have like a new thing to rage against.
Right, yeah.
And I was aping that.
Yeah, right.
I would just complain about the mall or whatever.
Right.
But it was like being like over, it was embellishing. It was making it like really big, right? So, you know, he has anger issues. He's violent. Mm. None of which I had.
Right.
So I got kicked out of school. I had to go take a mental evaluation to prove that I was allowed back among the other children.
What?
And it was 2 days in the woods doing like ink blot tests.
Yeah.
They say yes, but you got to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to this therapist who I never really liked him.
Mm.
But this was a time I wasn't talking to my parents had been separated since I was in ninth grade. This is probably like 10th, 11th grade, and I wasn't talking to my dad.
Mm.
We were completely shut off from each other.
Right, right.
So my therapist goes, I want you to write a letter to your dad and tell him every single thing that hurt you or that you're mad about. Mm. So the next week I come in, he goes, all right, did you write the letter? Let's see it. I went, I mailed it.
Yo, you ever see those assignments that's like they give you a list of like 20 things,
yeah,
and you start doing the things and then you get to the bottom of it and it's like, don't do any of these questions.
Yeah.
He didn't get to that.
I just did it.
You wrote this shit.
He did the first instruction.
I mailed it.
The first instruction.
And the guy goes, no, you're supposed to read it to me.
Yeah.
And I went, oh.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
it.
Shit.
And I went, he goes, this is like the big, and he said, he goes, this is the biggest fuck you letter I've ever read.
Yeah.
I went, yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, you know what? My dad wrote me a letter back, and we started talking again.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. That's how you get them.
Wait, where were you living at the time?
I was living with my mom in an apartment.
Oh, okay.
That's how you get them.
So yeah. it was my dad, and it was my dad's parents' house, an apartment over my dad's welding shop. When my dad left, they sold the shop to another business, but we still lived in the apartment. We owned the building, and we lived in the apartment upstairs.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, I wrote my dad a letter, and then he wrote me back.
There you go.
And he was like, I'm glad that fixed we can it. Talk about this. And that dude fixed everything.
Fixed it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something I always tell my kids, like, yo, let me know how you feeling about shit. Because a lot of times we all know now because we're adults, but a lot of times as an adult, we're just reacting to shit how we react to it. And if your kids can just tell you, like, especially if you open up that door, you're like, yo, if you hate something that I did, say it. Like, if you don't like some shit, say, I remember my son asked me for some AirPods, and I was like, no. I'm like, you don't need, he was like 11 at the time. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not getting you AirPods. Shit costs $125.
Yeah.
You're in sixth grade, you're going to lose them. You don't need it. So then I eventually got them for him. He lost them. So he asked me for another pair. Dad, another pair of AirPods. I'm like, fuck no. This motherfucker called me the next day. He was like, I just think you fucking hate me. You want me to have anything that I like. And I'm like, all right, so remember when I told you to like express yourself to me? I was like, no more.
Yeah.
No more. Cause now you just spoiled. You see what I'm saying?
Now we're having
no more of that.
Now you're talking to me in a way that makes me want to punch you in the face.
Yeah, right.
So I fucked up.
Keep your feelings to yourself. Yeah. Also, you a boy. Now you're gonna learn to keep your feelings to yourself.
You know what I mean?
Hold that shit in, bro.
That's why I told my son, I was like, don't talk to me about some stuff. But some stuff you're going to need to hold on to and be embarrassed that you held on to it later on in life.
100%.
So you have to figure out what that is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I do that thing where if I'm in a bad mood, I wake up and I just replay scenarios of times people pissed me off.
Same.
So by the time I get to my day, I've just played out 85 times I've been mad.
Yes, yep. Yep, every single time you should have beat somebody up or said something back and you didn't.
Yep, just took it like a bitch.
Hell yeah, yep.
All right, let's do one more Florida roulette and then get out of here. Shannon.
Okay, if we're doing one more, hold on 1 second. Let me switch it to a different one.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, this is her favorite one. Yeah. This is her showstopper.
Hold on.
It's all right, Shannon, don't worry.
Okay.
You're good, baby. Ooh.
Oh, she looks happy. Oh,
she is so proud of herself.
All right, she is 5'7".
Yeah.
She is smiling.
She's cheesing.
Yeah.
I think this also might be domestic violence.
Murder.
Yeah, I was going to say domestic
murder,
violence.
Murder, damn. Look murder. At that happy.
Murder.
She caught somebody cheating on her, and she hurt him. Women are happy when they hurt you after you cheat on them.
Murder.
I'm going to... This is going to be way off, but I'm going to say she did something violent to somebody at a protest.
Okay.
Okay, nice.
You know what? I don't hate it.
Yeah, I like that.
Naeem?
I think this is also domestic violence. Caught her husband cheating, stabbed him.
Okay.
She got a Katie Holmes vibe.
She does have a Katie Holmes
vibe. Yeah, she
vibe.
Does. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon?
Okay, just give me 1 second because I'm going to actually, this one's from an article. This
Great.
One isn't necessarily from Florida.
No problem.
So, okay, now you can share it. So she bashed her boyfriend's head in with a hatchet while
what?
He was sleeping. And
is he okay?
So you know what? It doesn't actually say in here if he died because he wasn't just hit in his head. He wasn't just hit in his head, but it doesn't actually say in the article that he did die.
Okay.
Because they are charging him with attempted murder. So I guess he's hanging on.
Okay.
But, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
It also seems like maybe there's some like drugs or something. They were both homeless. They were sleeping in a friend's garage.
Damn.
And then she just like woke up and started attacking him with a hatchet.
Damn.
Swing, swing, swing. Chop, chop, chop. All right. There we go, baby. A true Juggalo execution to end today's show. We'll be back on Friday with another great show. But first of all, let us thank our guests, Naeem Ali from True Dat and Durag and the Deer Tag, and from World War Fun, Mr. Sidney Gant. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thanks,
and if you're subscribed,
thanks,
we'll see you on Friday. And thank you very much, Shannon and Jorge, in the booth.
Thanks, Jorge.
Signing off. Jorge, goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.